chapter 74, forbearance, deliberateness, and softness. قال الله تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and suppress their anger and pardon the people, and Allah loves the doers of good. Accustom yourself to pardon, enjoin the doing of what is good, and stay aloof from the ignorant ones. Allah ta'ala, وَلَا تَسْتَمِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ اِدْفَعَ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍّ عَظِيمٍ Surah Hamim Sajda. Good and evil are not equal. Reply with that which is best. You will then see that he between whom and you were with enmity shall be as though he is your close friend. This is only achieved by those who are forbearing. This is only achieved by him who is endowed with great fortune. قال الله تعالى وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمِنْ عِزْمِ الْأُمُورِ Shura. However, whosoever endures with fortitude and forgiveness, surely these are acts of courage. Ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لأشج عبد القيس إن فيك خصلتين يحبهم الله الحلم والأناة رواه مسلم. عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما narrates the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said to Ashaj Abd al-Qais, you child possesses two qualities, or this person, you possess two qualities which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Forbearance, hilm, and deliberateness. Had Abdullah ibn Abbas, the nearest messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said to Ashaj ibn al-Qais, radiallahu ta'ala, you possess two qualities which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, forbearance and deliberance. وأن أشهد رضي الله تعالى عن خالد قال رسول الله صلى إن الله رفيق يحب الرفق في الأمر كله متفق عليه أن أشهد رضي الله عنه said the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said Allah is gentle and loves gentleness in all matters because أن أشهد رضي الله عنه said the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said Allah is gentle and loves gentleness in all matters وأن هذا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله رفيق يحب الرفق ويعطي على الرفق ما لا يعطي على العنف أنفي وما لا يعطي على ما سواه رواه مسلم عن شر رضي الله عنه that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said Allah is gentle and loves gentleness. He gives for gentleness what he does not give for sternness or anything else. Allah عن شر رضي الله عنه that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is gentle and loves gentleness. He gives for gentleness what he does not give for sternness or anything else. So these two qualities in this person, this tribe here, you khaslatain. Allah loves these. What? Forbearance. This is the qualities of all the prophets, forbearance. You have to be very halim to take a lot of nonsense from people, a lot of misbehavior from people, a lot of denial from people. Rasulullah was very halim. And now the qualities of Allah, these are the qualities the prophets have. Understand? Rahim, Ghafoor, Afu, all these qualities. Allah is Halim, the prophets were all Halim too. And Hilm, a person, the Hilm is that a person when he's somebody teases you or somebody does something to you, and the more he teases you, the more you show gentleness in that. And that's very hard to do, understand? And now it's in Rifq, gentleness, softness. And everything, person, anything he puts gentleness in it, it makes it into beautiful. Allah gives for that. It makes that thing much more better. And when there's sternness, then a person is going to wreck the situation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you see a Sahabi, Arabi, villager, so they don't know the manners of locality, society, town. So a person will come, urinate in the masjid, and the Sahabas, obviously, a person urinating in the masjid, you know how much, so this rant should start. They don't because one is that he's already started. And now, if you run to him, he's going to start panicking and he'll spread more. Another thing is even not good for his health. A person who has to go and urinate badly and he stops it, it's bad for his stomach. So Rasulullah was a Rafiq, Rahim. And then he called him and explained him. And he just told the Sahabas, clean it up. Clean it up with this, put a pail of water over it. So this is gentleness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this ayat here, Hamim Sirda, that وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَمَنْ سَمَعَ قَوْلًا قَالَ وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. Who was Ikrimah bin Abi Jahl, the son of Abu Jahl, the worst enemy of Islam? Who was Sufyan ibn al-Hadith? Who was Sufyan ibn al-Sakhr? The worst enemies of Islam in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would do everything to try to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What happened to them? Radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. We say radiyallahu ta'ala as Ikrimah bin Abi Jahl, Abu Jahl's son, and Rasulullah some softness. So, annahu waliyun hamim. That they will become a person that has done evil to you. And you saw some ajib qualities of softness of the qualities of the prophets. That person will become so loving and he'll be your true lover. Like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala ajma'in, after when they accepted Islam. They were ready to sacrifice their life for Rasulullah. So, and the person, the biggest thing is ikhlas. Whenever you tell anybody anything, whenever you do something to anybody, it should be done with ikhlas. And the ikhlas always brings good fruits, good results. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.